Welcome to the Life Accelerated Podcast, where it's time to accelerate your life. My name is Jason Boyd, founder and creator of Life Accelerated. This podcast is dedicated to helping you create your life. Thank you for listening. Now let's get started. It's time to accelerate your life.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Life Accelerated Podcast, November the 6th, Election Day. I'm telling you, get out there, vote, make a difference. You have the power to change the state of the United States and West Virginia in the process. If you aren't voting, and you're one of those who complain about the political situation, then just shut up. You have to vote if you're going to complain about the situation. You can't complain if you're not voting. Let's get real here. This is important. A lot of people think that voting doesn't matter. It, in fact, makes a huge difference in the outcome of the situation in politics. Now, I heard some facts yesterday that kind of blew my mind, that only 44% of West Virginians vote. Come on. We have a boatload of people here in our state. Get out there, make an impact, and let's change the game. It's time for our generation to take back the political scene. And what I mean is, if you don't like the way things are, you go out and vote. And that is what will change the future for us here in our state. Remember that. Vote today. It's important. All right. Transformation Tuesday. Let's get rolling. Number one, when things don't happen immediately, you have to be patient and have faith. Hashtag trust God's timing. I know I've mentioned this several times in the past couple of weeks on the podcast, but we have to be patient and be faithful. And what I mean is, we live in a world today that is, we must have everything right now. Oh my gosh. Order it off Amazon. It's here in 2 days. If you can't find it in the store, we have drive-thrus for instant food. I mean, it's instant everything in today's world. And I'm not saying that's a terrible thing, but I'm saying you put a lot of pressure on yourself when you expect things to happen immediately. It's not always going to work like that. But I will tell you this, trust God's timing. Ephesians 4:2, be always humble, gentle, and patient. Show your love by being tolerant with one another. Listen, not everybody's going to get along, but we have to be tolerant with each other. And there's several reasons why. What I want to talk about today is, as a co-parent, you have to get along with the other parent for your child's sake. Now, how does that look? First of all, you got to put what you want on the back burner and go all in and put your child first. Secondly, you just got to put your child first. I'm repeating the same thing because honestly, that's what parenting is. Your child's need above all your other needs. But I think understanding each other in this situation can be very, very helpful. And that means even if you can't get along with the other person, you have to be tolerant, but try getting to know each other from a childhood perspective of how your life was as a child, because essentially that's how most people parent, is how they were raised. And if you can get on the same page and know more about each other's history, that can ultimately make parenting more easy. Again, things just don't happen the way they want on our time. God has a plan. It's going to be on His timing. Be patient and be faithful. Number two, let God work inside you. Open up your heart to Him. I'm telling you, it's a game changer. Even if you're not a believer or a follower of Jesus, I guarantee if you're listening to this podcast, you've questioned yourself on that probably once or twice. But let Him develop your character, let Him change your heart, and let Him make you more like Him. If more people lived like Jesus or tried to be like Jesus, this world would be a much, much better place. This man is the most popular man in the history of the world for a reason. And that's because he cared about people. He loved people. It didn't matter where they came from. He accepted everybody for who they were. He didn't judge anybody. And neither should we. And we should accept others and love them for who they are. That's what this world needs to look at. We're not here to judge others. We're here to love others and make an impact in their lives and care and help. John 13:7 says, Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." A lot of times in our lives, we don't know what's going on or why. But if you look back at the history of your life and look at how some things have played out, you can see what Jesus has done. A lot of things for the better. But let him work in you so he can do what he wants to do, so you can give him the glory for your purpose in life. If you have questions on how to do this, message me. I will explain what God has done in my life and why I am all in and love Jesus so much. He has changed my life dramatically over the last 2 years. I am now financially on track to get better with my finances. I guess I should say I'm just getting smarter with my finances and learning more. And there's a huge reason why. I'll talk about that later this week. But also the relationships in my life have become better. Things are working in my favor. And I firmly believe it's because Jesus is playing a role in my life and I'm allowing him to do what he wants to do. Number three today, you got to take the initiative to get going and be willing to grow and change your life. Hashtag be the best you. That's what this podcast is about, is becoming the best version of ourselves, growing daily, and constantly educating ourselves, whether it be through personal development or in some cases through the Bible. Just keep growing. Quote, take the first step in faith. You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step. End quote. Martin Luther King Jr. I love that for the simple reason, if you can't see an end in sight, or if you can't see how something is going to work, how your goals are going to come together, if you're not taking the step forward, you're definitely not going to see anything happen. But once you take those first steps, you're going to start to see things go the way you need them to go. Just get better at being a better person, taking control of your life, and ultimately growing in your relationship with Jesus. I am thankful for what God has given me. I am thankful to have a house of worship, aka the experience in Bridgeport. Thank God for setting me up with such great pastors and great people so I can constantly be learning and educating myself in the knowledge of the Word of God. It's been life-changing. I'm thankful that I found Knowledge for Men a year and a half ago. That having a coach changed my life, changed my style, changed the way I set things up for my personal life and my career. Those two things right there are what have changed my life the most. But I'll tell you what really is the key, is I wanted something different. So I had to take the actions. And God has taken control because I chose to follow him and what he wants me to do. Folks, take control today. Transform your life. And let's be the best we can be. Get out there, make a difference, vote. Don't forget, it's a game changer, whether you believe it or not, it matters. Also, get to lifeaccelerated.net, check it out, email me, jason.boyd@lifeaccelerated.net. If you want to know more about me and my story, hit me up. I want to help folks understand where I came from, when I chose to do the things I shouldn't have been doing, and how I came out of one of the darkest times of my life. I will help those in need. There is brighter days ahead. Trust me, if God can change my life, He can change yours. Folks, I love you. Have a wonderful Tuesday. May God bless you today. Come back and check me out on the next episode. Adios.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Life Accelerated Podcast. Now make sure you share this episode and please leave me a review as it increases the awareness of the podcast. You all know what time it is. It's time to accelerate your life.